This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius beginning Tuesday. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India's relations with Mauritius are rooted in shared history, culture, and very strong and robust people-to-people ties.
Our relations with Mauritius are, of course, rooted in shared history, culture, and a very strong and robust people-to-people relationship that goes back several centuries. Mauritius is also one of our key partners in the Indian Ocean. It's a close maritime neighbor. It was in Mauritius in 2015 that Prime Minister had articulated Vision Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, which underscored India's commitment to the Indian Ocean region.
The second part of budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till the 4th of April, will have 20 sittings. During the session, discussion and voting on demands for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will take place. Besides, several legislations, including the Banking Laws Amendment Bill, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, and the Railways Amendment Bill will be taken up for discussion and passage. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India is looking for a good trade agreement with the US to promote economic growth and ensure smooth supply chains. She also said that amid a growing global tariff war, India will have to move smartly to guard against possible dumping of goods from countries that are facing higher US tariffs. At the same time, India will protect the interests of domestic industries that rely on affordable imports, Ms. Sitharaman said. She was speaking at an award function in Mumbai yesterday. The Minister of Labour and Employment has urged platform workers to register themselves on the eShram portal for formal recognition and access to the benefits of the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJAY. The ABPMJAY health scheme provides coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization across more than 31,000 public and private empaneled hospitals in the country. Delhi government has approved Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees per month to poor women. This was announced by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta during a press conference. She said on the occasion of International Women's Day, a cabinet meeting of Delhi government was held in which the scheme was approved. She added that a budgetary provision of 5,100 crore rupees has been made for the implementation of the scheme. In a series of successful joint operations, Indian Army and Assam Rifles Soldiers under the Spear Corps launched a large number of operations in the hill and valley districts of Jirbam, Tingopol, Kakching, Ukhrul, Imphal East and Imphal West of Manipur in coordination with Manipur Police, CRPF, BSF and ITBP yesterday. The operations resulted in recovery of 25 weapons, improvised explosive devices, grenades, ammunition and other warlike stores. Security forces also destroyed bunkers in Kangpokpi district. Myanmar state media has reported that the military government will hold elections in December or January. Local media reported that Junta Chief Min Aung Hlaing said the votes will be free and fair and that 53 political parties have already submitted their list to participate. It will be the first election since the military toppled Myanmar's democratically elected government in a coup in February 2021. The IMD has forecast thunderstorm accompanied with lightning at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. According to IMD, thunderstorm with lightning is very likely at isolated places over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. In cricket, India is set to face New Zealand in the ICC Champions Trophy 2025 final at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium this afternoon. The highly anticipated title clash is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. Team India remains unbeaten in the tournament, having secured a 44-run victory over the Kiwis in the group stage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.